We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, and I am your host. And today I decided that I was going to listen to my followers and my clients and actually read the book on the podcast, which I have never done before, because a lot of people prefer Audible. And for some reason, I've been fearful and scared and worried and shameful for some reason, because we all have all these traumas and fears and worries that get ingrained when we're children. And I had a fear of being seen and a fear of being heard, which is what caused me to resist actually reading my book on the air. So I decided today was the day that I'm going to read it. And yes, there are errors in the book. There's mistakes. We go through mistakes and obstacles and challenges all the time in our life. And we learn through those experiences, evolve and grow and make corrections and change. So I know that as I read this, I'm going to find things that I've been avoiding. And the beautiful thing is I actually only have 4 books left at home. So this gives me the opportunity to give away those 4 books, which I already know exactly who's going to get them. It's people that have asked me for the books this week. So I have 4 people that will get that copy signed. And this will give me the opportunity to actually edit this copy, fix it on Amazon, and then reorder more author copies with all the corrections in there. So we're going to go ahead and start with chapter 1. Chapter 1 talks about the crappy truth about IBS, which I find it's funny that I didn't even know the word crappy was in here, because I actually teach a class called Crappy to Happy. Simple ways to release stress from your body and unleash your inner strength from within by connecting with your inner child and being silly, fun, and creative. I did teach a master class on that, and I have shared it with the station, and they actually aired it, which you probably heard it if you're one of my followers. They aired it, I think, 2 weeks ago, or it was last week, I'm not sure. But it was called Crappy to Happy Masterclass. And that's funny that this says Crappy to Happy. Mommy issues. My client, Sandy, had a past that haunted her. She lost her mom at a young age, but it didn't stop her from re-emerging from difficult times. It left her feeling as if the loss was her fault. If only she was a good girl, her mom would have lived longer. Negative thoughts like these haunted her since childhood. These thoughts plagued her with anxiety and digestive issues. She thought she wasn't good enough, wasn't beautiful, wasn't knowledgeable, and wasn't worthy. It all started to emerge as a little girl being scared at school and social events. She was traumatized and frozen during tests, shows, and presentations. She didn't think she was good enough or smart enough to do anything. She thought she couldn't do well on tests or act on stage. Her symptoms impacted her in all situations. Her constipation, indigestion, and cramping started in those early years and progressively worsened. She was a little girl who spent hours at the doctor. She always had urinary tract infections, cramps, and abdominal pain. She grew up to be an adult with horrible digestive issues and physical pain. Her doctor just gave her a solution she was not ready for. She couldn't accept removing an organ just yet. She came to me to find her answer. She read my articles and felt hope for her symptoms. She wanted her stomach pain, constipation, diarrhea, and cramping to end. She wanted a life free of prescriptions. She desperately wanted to stay out of the operating room. She didn't want to stay out because she lost her mom there. She wanted it because she deserved better than that and wanted to leave all her organs intact, if at all possible. She told her doctor to give her a few months to try something different. He scheduled a follow-up visit for 4 months to schedule her surgery. She thanked him and went to search and find answers. She desperately searched on the internet, reading blogs and articles. She came across a few of mine that interested and intrigued her. She picked up the phone and called me after reading Hypochondriac No More. Actually, it's Hypochondriac No Way. And the rest is history. The interesting thing she found was she finally saw her symptoms improving easily and effortlessly. As she worked with me, she finally forgave herself for losing her mom and letting go of the blame she inflicted on herself. She realized it wasn't her fault. Some surprisingly little incidences from her childhood also became clear. She finally understood why confrontation, conversation, presentations, and social events were so hard for her. She finally understood the difference between the way she wanted to feel and how she felt. She finally started to see her symptoms disappear and become more active in life. She had more energy and went out to the movies. She was not as stiff and started to walk around the neighborhood. She overcame those silly childhood worries and her life began to change. She got her body back. She loved to ride bike outdoors, but all her symptoms kept her bike on the rack. But one day, she got on that bike and kept riding. She worked with me for a few years on her routine to get to that point, but she didn't. The best part was that she went back to the doctor symptom-free. He was shocked. He ran more tests just to make sure. She reduced her inflammation drastically. All her tests and labs showed improvements. She did it herself. I guided her, but the progress and success was all hers. The organ that they wanted to remove was her gallbladder. I had mine taken out years ago. IBS sucks. Irritable bowel syndrome is a digestive disorder that causes bloating, gas, cramping, and pain in the stomach and intestines. Some other symptoms might be heartburn, sore throat, belching, and farting. Haha, made you laugh. That gas, bloating, and discomfort could be IBS. It basically means anything can trigger your symptoms. It can happen anytime and anywhere. Sometimes it's food related, but not always. The biggest problem with IBS is that it is hard to diagnose and treat. It can take months of countless tests and doctor visits before you get an answer. But even with the answers, you don't find a solution that works. Doctors order countless tests to rule out other conditions such as Crohn's, ulcers, inflammatory bowel disease, celiac disease, etc. The diagnosis comes after every other disease or condition is ruled out. It basically means there is no real disease diagnosis to give, other than your stomach and intestines are reacting to something. You get a vague diagnosis that is hard to treat. I remember those countless tests like they were yesterday. But every time my clients recite the lists of treatments, prescriptions, and surgeries, I remember the pain. They had radiology exams, swallowing studies, lactose sensitivity tests, colonoscopies, barium swallows, barium enema, and many other studies. It doesn't matter what the test is or if it's easy to perform. The fact is, it brings great frustration. The tests take time and energy just to get the appointment. Then you have the pain or discomfort during the procedure. And you also spend days and weeks with stress and aggravation waiting for answers, solutions, and results. You anxiously wait for a hope-filled solution. Your mind takes over with anxiety and worry because you are bleeding or losing weight, losing hair, etc. There are so many tests and procedures, you are overwhelmed and missing tons of work All this searching, leaving you wondering, is it Crohn's disease, diverticulosis, or colitis, IBD, or worse, cancer? Your mind gets the better of you. You always think the worst, but either way, you know, there has to be something wrong because this isn't normal. It is not normal to have so many symptoms and prescriptions in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and even 50s. Honestly, you might not even need them past your 50s. I get it. I was searching to see if I had Crohn's like my dad or something else, imagining the worst. Many of your tests were inconclusive but showed inflammation and irritation. You probably have inflammation and irritation in your stomach and intestines. Over time, the inflammation continues and symptoms worsen. Lately, your symptoms are out of whack. You tried countless prescriptions and over-the-counter treatments, but nothing is really working. Maybe you are like me and had a few surgeries to overcome your symptoms, but it's still not right. Nothing truly fixes the problem the way you are looking for. You want relief, but it's not happening. You want your body back. You feel like your body is slipping further and you want it to stop. The prescriptions, treatments, or surgeries usually improve slightly, but it's not what you want. You want them all gone. You want to be in control of your body again. I will share a story of a few clients using fictional names throughout this book. The stories are filled with pain, frustration, and sadness, just like you. They also had a highly frustrating medical experience. They hit rock bottom and sought a new answer. Then they saw the light. Hypochondriac, heck no. By now, you might have a memory of your own that stems much farther back than you realize. It could be something small and seemingly insignificant, but it impacts on life is evident in all areas. Let's talk about IBS and its impact on life, career, and family. My client Amanda had anxiety and hair loss, and IBS was a huge part of her life since childhood. It impacted her every day since elementary school. As she got older, it got worse. Highly stressful situations like exams, presentations, traveling, or public events made her symptoms uncontrollable and overwhelming. She spent more time in the bathroom than anything else. It kept her isolated and alone because no one understood her pain. She spent tons of time and energy at doctor's offices. She spent the most time at the pain management clinic and the gastroenterologist. If you don't know what a pain clinic is, it's where people go to get injections because their pain is unbearable. A gastroenterologist is a specialist you go see when you have digestive issues. She felt like she had a season ticket to the specialist office and everyone knew her by name. They even recognized her phone number when she called. Her files were so huge, encyclopedias like mine were. She was embarrassed by all her issues. She also spent countless hours at doctor's offices and felt completely frustrated with the treatments. She had one doctor who made her feel useless, unworthy, ashamed, and misunderstood. She visited him for years. She went to see him one day with overwhelming symptoms, desperate for help. She had migraines, reflux, bloating, body aches, fatigue, numbness, and pain. She was already taking a bunch of prescriptions, and she was in her 20s. She was infuriated with him after she shared all her pain and desperately asked for help. He disregarded her completely as a human. He made her feel like there was no hope for her when he told her she was a hypochondriac. She left the office feeling depressed, hopeless, and alone. She never went back to see him after that day. She wished she had stood up for herself, but she was simply too sad by his response to react. As she told me the story, she recalled feeling a knot in her throat and tears pooling in her eyes as he uttered those horrific words. She was furious and shameful all at once. He lit a fire inside her that was not going to stop. When she walked out of the office, she vowed to find a doctor who understood her and truly cared. She wasn't going to let anyone else make her feel insignificant, stupid, and shameful. She was on a quest to find someone who understood her pain, worries, and fears. She wanted to find a caregiver that experienced everything she lived through. She continued with tons of health issues for years. She found a kind of supportive doctor, but he didn't resolve her symptoms. She was thankful she had a supportive doctor to help her battle her symptoms, but the path still left her frustrated with tons of prescriptions, treatments, and surgeries. She suffered for years with chronic neck pain, shoulder pain, hair loss, headaches, constipation, anxiety, and IBS. She was sick and tired of being sick all the time. She was tired of spending so much time in the bathroom during stressful situations. She was sick and tired of being fearful and worried all the time. She was sick and tired of all the physical pain. She was sick and tired of feeling like an old woman in a young woman's body. But her journey to find answers was less than over. The next decision was about to make things better in one aspect and worse in another. Her reflux got worse by the day, and nausea was always present. Her physical pain was debilitating and frustration. I should say frustrating. It took her a few years to decide conventional medicine wasn't giving her the solution she desired. She had surgery for reflux after a myriad of frustrating tests. At first, she was better, but the frustrating symptoms soon returned. Finally, her reflux was improving and she wasn't getting sinus infections and headaches, but her bloating and cramping was so much worse. She had trouble getting gas out because of the surgery. She wanted to belch and burp, but the gas had nowhere to go. She constantly looked bloated and pregnant. She was embarrassed and ashamed once again. She was in search of a solution and real answers. She spent countless hours at doctors and specialists looking for an answer. She spent money on supplements and prescriptions that didn't resolve her symptoms. She found herself in search of a caregiver that truly understood her, but conventional medicine wasn't working. Suddenly, she began searching on Google. Most days, the searches made her more frustrated. She often felt more hopeless and ashamed. She spent months reading blogs and searching for alternative treatments. She spent hours reading and trying to find hope for a solution. Then one day, she came across my blog. She began to read my stories and she felt the pain in my stories. She saw that I had many of the same symptoms and frustrations. She decided she was so overwhelmed that she had nothing to lose. Conventional medicine left her feeling completely hopeless, so she took a leap to change her life. After our first call, she felt safe and reassured. She was thankful and grateful to find someone that understood her pain. At the time, her biggest complaint was food allergies and digestive issues, but her physical pain and immobility was impacting her social life and career. She worked on digestion first, and then her other symptoms improved in the process. Over the months we worked together, her symptoms slowly disappeared and her self-confidence began to grow. I patiently sat with her each time she visited to identify the root cause of her symptoms and tackle them effectively. She told me she loved talking with me because she felt safe and knew I wasn't judging her. She was so grateful for the support and accountability. We worked together for over a year. She established her unique healthy lifestyle and continues to see me periodically for hypnosis and body work when obstacles arise. At the end of our year together, she was energized, vibrant, and alive. She was grateful for her symptoms and pain had disappeared. She truly enjoyed the way she felt with her new lifestyle choices and finally felt normal. She was extremely grateful. She finally understood ways to tackle her flare-ups. She successfully dealt with many challenges, obstacles, and symptomatic flare-ups over the year. Now she was empowered to tackle them daily in the moment and live the life she deserved. Over the next year, we periodically worked together using hypnosis and bodywork to resolve issues that would arise, but it was more of a supportive routine. She advanced in various aspects of her life, and the sessions kept her feeling balanced, safe, and supported within her own body. She was so grateful for everything she learned and all the shifts she saw in her life. Take back control. You can succeed and take back control over your symptoms, illness, and disease. You deserve to feel better. You want your life back, and you can get it back. You want to enjoy your best friend's party. You want to spend more time with your family and less at the doctor. You are probably too young in your mind to spend so much time in the hospital or the doctor. You're in the emergency room so much. They know you by name. That is super embarrassing, by the way. When you work there, it's even worse. That is my truth. I mean, you love these people because they help you feel better, but deep inside, you feel crappy that they know you as a patient. Your specialty doctor's office always knows your name too. When you look at your file, you are embarrassed. You can't believe you were there so much that it looks like an encyclopedia. Even if it's electronic, the pattern of dates fills up the calendar. You deeply and desperately want to stay out of the doctor, but you hit rock bottom over and over again. Your pain and symptoms constantly bring you back in over and over again. They are so overwhelming, you make yet another appointment with hope for an answer, but the answer you want never comes. You are desperate to find an answer or solution now. You are over the constant roller coaster. Well, guess what? You are reading exactly what you are looking for this second. That's right. This is exactly how I help women and men, just like you, resolve their symptoms to achieve their unique wellness. All of my clients have the same frustration when they come in or schedule a call. They are all frustrated and overwhelmed. They express frustration with diagnosis, treatments, doctor's visits, and surgeries. They also feel deep inside them that medicine failed them, but it hasn't. It's just not aware of this possibility yet. Conventional doctors simply don't know what you will learn with me, because unless you have lived this pain and overcome it, you simply can't understand it. They all tell me they love that I understand them. They love that I've lived through it and experienced pain symptoms. Not because they wish pain upon me, but because they know that I truly know what it's like to live inside their bodies. I know what it's like to live inside their shoes. All my clients love that little secret because they haven't met anyone like me before. After the first week, they already feel changes happening. They might be small, but each of them has a smile on their face and a pep in their step. But they all start out just like you, feeling frustrated and alone. They feel the conventional medicine is not helping them. They feel an alternative is their only option. They feel their prescriptions are only covering up their symptoms. Most of the time, their prescriptions are making something else worse. They get another side effect that begins a new problem, and they are sick of not truly resolving the issues to find the answer. That was the end of chapter one. Whew, that was a lot of reading, but I hope you got some insight into what this book is about. I'm going to continue to record this weekly until we get through all the chapters. There's not quite that many, but it aligns with my goal of teaching Manifest Wellness, which starts in July. And it's really about finding your unique, funny, silly way to deal with stress and anxiety and symptoms in your body and really understanding what's going on. So I think this trajectory of reading my book will help align with that Manifest Wellness class and just give a little supplement to what I'm already teaching in that program. There are 13 chapters, so it shouldn't take too long because some of them are actually very short. I think chapter one is one of the longer ones, but I hope that was inspirational to you. Oh, that was a lot of reading. We're going to take a little brief break, and then I'm going to come back and do a meditation in the second half of this episode. This is Diane Vick. Aloha.
Empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. What I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Diane Vick, Goddess Unleashed. And this episode was kind of interesting because I decided I was going to read my book. I actually read chapter one, which is called The Crappy Truth About IBS. So I hope you learned something from that first part. Really, it's about understanding your body and the symptoms that you're experiencing is a sign that your body is uncomfortable with something that is happening in your current reality that is taking you back to trauma, self-limiting beliefs, and negative thoughts that occurred when you were a child, things that we couldn't process, continue to get in our way until we learn how to process them and release those negative thoughts, negative emotions from our bodies and actually improve the symptoms synergistically. So something that comes up later on in the book is that the truth about our symptoms is that there's a physical and an emotional component. We have to tackle them both synergistically together in order to really see our bodies evolve, grow, and change, and these symptoms just slowly eliminate from our body. Now I'm going to read a meditation, which I actually was inspired by this morning when I woke up around 5 a.m. I don't know what time you wake up, but my creativity starts somewhere between 5 and 6 in the morning, which usually means I get up. I do my daily handwriting practice, which is something that I share in my brief little lesson, my masterclass, which was shared on a prior episode. And I did my handwriting this morning, and I wrote down what came in my visualization as I woke up, and the sunlight was still not out. It was dark, but it was a beautiful visualization about connecting the inner child, which is our little boy or little girl that has experienced things when they were kids that they really didn't know how to process, whether it was a big trauma or something minor. It really doesn't matter. But the fact is that these negative thoughts, these ingrained negative beliefs are self-limiting in nature, and they continue to arise in our life when different obstacles come in our way. And obstacles can come in different situations. It can come in our lives with close relatives, with people that live in your home. It can be complete strangers. It can be a completely new situation at work. Whatever it may be, these obstacles are placed in our way so that we can re-experience these emotions and hopefully work through them. But they're not always easy to work through them unless you know how to synergistically work on the physical response of your body and the emotional response at the same time, which is what my Manifest Wellness class is about. And I hope that these episodes, which as I read the book and expand a little more, will help connect you with that. But today's meditation, which I'm absolutely doing impromptu, I have not written this out before. This is literally what I woke up today thinking about, is about connecting that inner child, your current self, the self that may be having some challenges and obstacles in their life right now, and the future version of yourself, which is beaming with pure, invigorating energy and feeling divine and powerful and accomplishing everything that you dream. So it's an imagery of bringing them together, and they're going to be holding hands and going into this pure, relaxing body of water to just take a little cleansing bath together and align themselves. So I invite you to find a quiet place, settle back and relax. And if you don't have a quiet place, you can simply listen to this, but make sure that if it affects you where you're feeling sleepy, drowsy, droopy, and you're driving, that you actually pause the audio, because I don't want you to have any kind of accidents in the process. So make sure that you're in a safe, quiet place, and you can really align with this brief meditation that I will call Aligning the Trinity. And take a sip of water before I jump in. I invite you to close your eyes and relax. Allow the sound of my voice and any noises that may arise to simply help you sink deeper and deeper into this visualization. With each deep, slow breath, your body sinks deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. There's nothing to do and nothing to think about. We're simply breathing, relaxing, and letting go.
Allow the sound of my voice and any noises that may arise to help you sink deeper and deeper and connect even deeper with these visualizations in your mind. And we are setting an intention today to release any negative emotions, any negative thoughts, any self-doubt, shame, guilt, worry, and any other negative emotions that may arise within you right now. Allow your body to let those emotions settle. Feel them inside your skin and maybe inside your muscles or tissues. Notice if there's any tension in your body, any symptoms that may arise. Take in a deep, slow breath now and set an intention within your mind and within your body that as you relax now and connect with this visualization, that those negative thoughts and negative emotions that no longer serve you will be released with this simple practice. I invite you now to take in another deep, slow breath. Feel those emotions again in your body. And with this next deep, slow breath, take in a deep, long breath and hold briefly. And as you exhale slowly, feel how you are letting go. Breathe in deeply and imagine the word let writing across your mind. And as you exhale, imagine the word go. We're letting go with each breath. Those negative thoughts, those negative emotions, that worry, that shame, that guilt. Simply taking a deep, slow breath. Allow your body to settle deeper and deeper into this visualization. There's nothing to do and nothing to think about. You are perfectly safe and supported here. Simply settling back and relaxing even deeper. Allowing your breath to release and let go of everything that does not serve you. Help you reach a deep state of complete relaxation. That's right. You are sinking deeper and deeper into a complete state of relaxation and letting go of anything that does not serve you. And I invite you now to imagine there is a beautiful, vibrant, picturesque scene before you. You are in a magical space with vibrant green colors, surrounded by beautiful trees. And as you breathe in deeply, hold briefly and exhale slowly, you notice that the more you let go, the more beautiful flowers begin to bloom on the trees surrounding you. I invite you to continue to take in deep, slow breaths. Feel how your body relaxes deeper and deeper with each slow breath. And imagine that with each breath, you are taking slow steps forward towards a tree in the distance. Your steps are very slow and steady, feeling completely relaxed, peaceful, and calm with each step. And these slow steps align with your slow, relaxing breath as you release all those emotions that no longer serve you and feel how your body becomes more loose, limp, and limber simply by breathing, relaxing, and letting go. With each slow breath, the trees around you are blooming brightly with magical, vibrant colors and different shades surrounding you as you approach that tree in the distance. You're walking slowly, but you're arriving really quickly and rapidly at that tree with a deep sense of joy and peace and relaxation throughout your body. You feel this vibrant energy inside you, like if you were a little child running towards some fun and invigorating activity, something you really, really enjoyed to do as a child. All of those sensations are rushing into your body as you approach that tree. That's right. Now I invite you to picture that in the middle of that tree, there's a doorway. This is a doorway that reminds you of something you may have seen in your past. A vibrant and beautiful tree with brilliant colors, and each slow breath makes more flowers erupt on this magical tree, and you have connected with your inner child, and all those joyful and happy sensations are flowing freely throughout your body. You may feel little tingles in your hands and your feet. Maybe if you're deeply connected with yourself, you may feel vibrations all over. Allow that deep sense of relaxation to connect with you even deeper. You are completely relaxed and peaceful, and I invite you now to turn that knob and enter that magical tree. And as you open that door, walk through the threshold of that tree, your inner child becomes more empowered, and you feel a deep sense of joy and peace and relaxation. As you walk through that space and enter the other side, there's a rainbow in the distance. This magical rainbow is completely relaxing to you, and you sink deeper and deeper into relaxation, allowing your body to let go of anything that may still be within you that no longer serves you. With each deep, slow breath, you feel more relaxed, peaceful, and calm, and enjoying all these invigorating sensations that your inner child is releasing within you. Feeling more centered and aligned as you pass that threshold. And I invite you now to notice that as you pass that threshold, you are standing, holding the hand of your inner child to your left. That's right. That is you. Maybe when you were 3 or 4, feeling completely energized as you hold the hand of that beautiful child with you and feel that connection with your inner child. All those invigorating sensations are flowing through your body, and you may be feeling tingling sensations in your fingers or your toes, or maybe some gentle tingling on your lips, feeling completely centered, calm, peaceful, and relaxed as you approach that rainbow. With each deep, slow breath, your body is sinking deeper and deeper into this visualization, and really feeling that connection with your current self, that adult version of you that is living the life right now, and that inner child that's also within you, but feeling all their inner joy and silly and fun creativity within you, feeling that alignment with yourself. With each deep, slow breath, you sink deeper and deeper into this visualization and feel how, even though you are walking slowly, you're approaching that rainbow very rapidly, feeling excited and energized, creative and alive, as you approach that rainbow in the distance. You have reached that rainbow now. All the bright and vibrant colors of the rainbow, every single shade is there, helping you feel more aligned, peaceful, and relaxed. Holding that hand of your little child, yourself, that version of you when you were 3 or 4, your left hand, really feeling connected and aligned with that silly, creative, fun version of yourself, and feeling those sensations in your current version within you. Feeling that inner strength and that inner power growing stronger and stronger within you as you approach that rainbow. Now I invite you to notice that there is a doorway at the bottom of that rainbow. This doorway is really inviting to you. It gives you a great excitement inside of you, wondering what is in the distance through that doorway. What will be on the other side? You feel a deep sense of peace, calm, and tranquility take over your body as you approach that door. I invite you now to turn that knob with your right hand and keep holding on to that child and feel that joy and peace and relaxation growing within you. That creativity is flowing freely throughout your body. Turn that knob and open that door and notice that on the other side, it's quite different, a little bit darker, but peacefully and calm. There's stars in the sky. It's nighttime. You feel completely relaxed as you take in a deep, slow breath and settle deeper and deeper into this visualization. Really connect with that inner child and that excitement to see what's on the other side and that dark sky and the moon in the distance. It is completely relaxing to you. Your body is completely relaxed and peaceful as you take in another deep, slow breath and pass that threshold into this dark scene with bright, beautiful, brilliant stars in the sky. You might even see shapes in the stars and notice the moon in the distance. Maybe you see the Big Dipper or some other constellation that you remember from your childhood, and a deep sense of joy, peace, and relaxation extends throughout your body. And you feel a warmth growing in your right hand. And there's a glow to your right side that you suddenly notice is appearing. It's like a purple glow. A really relaxing and peaceful sensation flows throughout your body. Maybe you have some shivers, some gentle shivers happening right now. You feel them, little goosebumps emerging through your body. That is you, the future version of you, the future version of you from your future. So maybe a year in the distance, this is the you that achieves your dreams, your passions, your desires. This is the powerful version of you, the divine version of you. And you feel that invigorating sensation flowing throughout your body, but you can't quite see this version of you yet. You just see that purple glow. I invite you to take in another deep, slow breath and really connect with this sensation of that inner child on your left side and this future version of you on your right side. Just connect with them a little deeper. Take in a deep, slow breath and really let all those energies align within you. You feel the tingling sensations in your body. You feel the shivering sensations in your body and everything else aligning perfectly. And now as you take in this next deep, slow breath, I want you to hold briefly and allow it to really sink in. That as you open your eyes now and really look to your right, you see yourself, this new version of yourself. You're kind of glowing. You're bright and vibrant and energized. And this glow is radiating from you. This is the empowered version of you. And you really see how it aligns with you perfectly. And you feel that energy within you, that combination, that trinity within you. You feel the alignment of the current you, your inner child, and your future self. Really aligning together, but there still seems to be some negative energy, some negative vibrations in you. So I invite you to set an intention now that we're going to release those negative energies, those negative vibrations that may still be blocking that alignment from your body. And I want you to visualize that before you, all of a sudden, there's a beautiful lake. This beautiful lake in the moonlight is really relaxing and peaceful. There's a purple glow on the water. The sky almost has a blue and black color. It's really relaxing and peaceful. And you feel so powerful, strong, and creative. As this alignment happens within you, with each deep, slow breath, you are slowly getting this inner courage, this inner strength to approach that water, because you really want to feel this alignment, this connection with this new version of you and your inner child, and feeling completely relaxed, peaceful, and settled. I invite you to take in deep, slow breath and approach that water. As you approach that water, the three of you have really truly aligned, and you're really feeling those energies flowing throughout your body, those sensations of calm, peace, and relaxation, that vibrant energy of a child, that creativity, that flow is coming through you, and that connection with your passions, your dreams, your purpose is aligning within you. And I invite you to really, really feel those sensations and to allow that merging of those energies, just taking a step in that water, that inviting, relaxing water before you. Just dip your feet in the water and notice how your future self also follows you into that water, and your inner child also steps into that water, and all three of you are aligned and holding hands and feeling that energy flowing freely from left to right and right to left. That energy is flowing from head to toe and toe to head, feeling that alignment, that flow. Notice how that warm water in your feet is relaxing you even deeper and allowing this alignment to happen even deeper. As all these negative emotions, these negative thoughts, these negative feelings that may be blocking that alignment or flowing out of your body into that body of water. And as that warmth tickles your feet and surrounds your ankles, you're feeling more aligned, more peaceful, more relaxed. Connecting with this visualization and simply looking at the moon and the stars in the distance helps you anchor in these sensations and these feelings of deep alignment within you. Soon you will awaken, but you will remember this visualization deeply and know that simply connecting with your breath and realigning with this vision of your inner child and the future you, and combining that little trinity in this simple practice, you will feel more aligned, more peaceful, more energized, more invigorated with each day that you practice this simple relaxation session. So look at that moon and really see those colors and feel those sensations in your ankles, all that tingling feelings, all that alignment happening in your body. There's a free flow of energy throughout your body. You're feeling completely peaceful, calm, and relaxed. And as I count to three now, you will awaken. And when you reach that number three, you will continue to feel these energies that you connected with today and feel aligned in that trinity that you created with this visualization. One, your inner child is deep within you, and you feel that creativity, that fun, creative, and invigorating sensation within your body. Feeling a peaceful, calm sensation flowing throughout your body. Two, you will awaken soon, but you know that this practice has served you, and anytime you want to connect with this, all you have to do is close your eyes and take in a deep, slow breath and imagine this trinity once more. Three, you feel completely aligned and connected with your new version of yourself. That trinity is aligning within you, and you feel empowered and invigorated to live your day to day. So you can open your eyes now as all of this aligns. Three, open your eyes and feel completely relaxed and peaceful and calm, allowing all of these visualizations and sensations to really sink into you and feel that connection with your inner self. I hope that you enjoyed that visualization and it connected you with your own Trinity within, that new version of yourself and that inner child that's within you, to create a deep sense of alignment. I will be sharing that audio version of this meditation within my Facebook book group, Unleash Your Inner Strength. So if you aren't a member, please join. Also, I will be sharing it with anyone that is taking my courses on Eventbrite. So go ahead and register for those if you have not. There is Dance Release, which is happening every Wednesday night and Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I do invite you to those. They are streamlined in that group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, but there's also a Zoom link on Eventbrite that you can attend that class. I hope it was inspiring and brought you some relaxation into your day. It is time for me to get back into my regular routine and do a lot of stuff that I need to work for at the hospital. But I hope this was inspiring to you. This is Diane Vick. Aloha. Have a beautiful day.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.